Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There are quite a few ways to cook meat that require a fair amount of attention. One that doesn't is braising. Once the pan goes into the oven, you can forget about it for a few hours and watch some football. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there is no better way to help inexpensive cuts of meat over-deliver than to braise them.
I think braising is nothing short of a modern miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple. It takes something that's almost relatively inedible and transforms it into something that is one of the most enjoyable things one can eat, especially in the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
And to sort of clarify the conversation, your sort of intro is, once it goes in the oven, it requires no attention. But quite frankly, prior to getting it in there is a very sort of detailed and sort of very methodical process to make it be perfect. Again, all we talk about here is how we do things, but it doesn't always have to be perfect to be really lovely. So we're taking things. These are not what we call the prime cuts. They're not tenderloin. They're not ribeye. They're not New York strip. They're shoulder. They're shank. They're knuckle. They're shin meat. I mean, these are things that traditionally, if they didn't get braised, they would go in the grinder,
mm-hmm.
And become sausage or, burger patties or whatever. The thing about braising is it's a 50-50 exchange of the flavor in the meat with the flavor in the pot. Because
mm-hmm.
over this sort of 4 to 6 hour process, things travel back and forth. All the flavors you put in the pot find their way into the meat. But all the flavors in the meat find their way into the liquid in the pot. And so that's kind of the sort of whole idea of this.
Mm-hmm.
To start, we need to sear the meat. We need to sort of caramelize the outside. And so a braising pot, a Dutch oven, or sort of a shallow rondo,
mm-hmm.
Something that's got at least 6 inches of height, a lid, and enough room to handle whatever you want. But you would add some oil to this, and you'd start searing off the meat, whether it's short ribs, shank, shin, knuckle, whatever we're talking about. Because this searing, this Maillard reaction, this caramelizing, is changing the outside of the meat from just a sort of a normal piece of meat to this, literally the top of creme brulee.
Yeah. Like
that lovely sort of caramel, mm-hmm. sweet deliciousness. So you put some oil in the pan, and you sear them over time. You have to dump that oil out when you remove them, and what's left is called the fond.
Right.
This is this lovely sort of darkened bits of meat. Then we're going to put in mirepoix, carrots, onion, celery, and any other things you want, garlic, blah, blah, blah. Deglaze with that as the liquid comes off,
mm-hmm.
add the meat back, and then add some liquid.
What kind of liquid are we talking about?
Something acidic would be best, usually mm-hmm. wine, but it doesn't have to be. Often we use a mixture of like lemon juice, tomato paste,
mm-hmm.
But something acidic. And then you sort of lid this thing, you put it on the lid, and then you put it in a very low oven, 250,
right,
for hours.
Jerry, do you want to completely immerse the meat?
No. We're talking about a third to half tops of
mm-hmm.
liquid. It's not the liquid. It's more the steam and the heat that's going on in the oven, that low temperature.
Because we're covered, it's going to
Everything keeps in. And then, you remove this piece of meat, and you have to be careful because it's going to fall off.
It'll fall apart.
Right? And then you want to strain the liquid and reduce that into your sauce.
Makes a pot. Oh, we're going to put this idea on the website.
Braise things, it's so much fun.
It really is. Perfect time of year for it.
Correct.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.